The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 15, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text Number 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vyasa kishcha Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satansyurhi Samagame. Translation. Shukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudev. So, there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who was glorified by great philosophers in the company of great devotees. Purport. The word satam is very important in this verse. Satam means the pure devotees who have no other desire than to serve the Lord. Only in the association of such devotees are the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna properly discussed. It is said by the Lord that his topics are full of spiritual significance. And once one properly hears about him in the association of the satam, certainly one senses the great potency, and so automatically attains to the devotional service, the devotional stage of life. As already described, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord from his very birth, and so was Shukadev Goswami. Both of them were on the same level, although it appeared that Maharaj Parikshit was a great king accustomed to royal facilities, whereas Shukadev Goswami was a typical renouncer of the world, so much so that he did not even put a cloth on his body. Superficially, Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami might seem to be opposites, but basically, they were both unalloyed pure devotees of the Lord. When such devotees are assembled together, there can be no topics save discussion of the glories of the Lord or bhakti yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita also, when there were talks between the Lord and his devotee Arjuna, there could not be any topic other than bhakti yoga. However, the mundane scholars may speculate on it in their own ways. The use of the word cha after Vyasaki suggests, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that both Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit were of the same category, settled long before, although one was playing the part of the master and the other the disciple. Since Lord Krishna is the center of the topics, the word Vasudeva Parayana, or devotee of Vasudeva, suggests devotee of Lord Krishna, the common aim. Although there were many others who assembled at that place where Maharaj Parikshit was fasting, the natural conclusion is that there was no topic other than the glorification of Lord Krishna. Because the principal speaker was Shukadev Goswami, and the chief audience was Maharaj Parikshit. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, as it was spoken and heard by two principal devotees of the Lord, is only for the glorification of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Om Agyana Timurandasha Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shingurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Tati Svapadantikam. So, just consider the auspicious conversation taking place between Shukadev and Maharaj
Parikshit.
Consider the position of Maharaj Parikshit. He's been condemned to die by the curse of Sringi, the Brahmin boy. Everything, all the material success he had achieved as the ruling emperor is all finished now.
Целият материален успех, който бил достигнал като император на света, сега било свършено с него.
All the wealth he accumulated.
Всичкото богатство, което бил натрупал.
All the power and influence that he had.
Цялата власт и влияние, което имал над света.
Now it's all been taken away from him.
Сега всичко му било щял да бъде отнето.
He has nothing left except to sit there to die. If you were in that position, what would you feel like? You had 7 days to live. Would you be enlivened? If I told you that today is now Thursday, and a week from today you will be dead. Would you say, wow, that's ecstatic? Or would you become depressed?
You see?
Well, Parikshit Maharaj, he became enlivened.
Parikshit Maharaj, той се въодушевил.
He wasn't at all morose.
Той изобщо не бил мрачен.
He wasn't fearful of the snake bird that was destined to come in and bite him and kill him. He was simply happy to absorb himself in Hari Katha. This is the enlivening nature of Hari Katha. It is called Hari Lilamrita.
Та се нарича Хари Лиламрита.
Lila means pastimes, Hari is Krishna, and Amrit means deathlessness.
Lila означава забавление, Хари е Кришна, а Амрита означава безсмъртие.
Мрита is death.
Мрита е смърт.
Amrit is the opposite of death. No death. We translate it normally as nectar. Just like in the temples, we have Charanamrita. The deity bathing water that we take 3 sips, 3 drops in the hand.
Водата, с която са къпани божествата, от която си взимаме по 3 капки в дланта.
I don't see that you have it here every day, but actually that's a standard thing for an ISKCON temples to have Charanamrita available.
Не виждам тук всеки ден да го имате, но всъщност това е стандарт в храмовете на ИСКОН да се раздава Чаранамрита всяка сутрин.
So we translate that Amrita as nectar.
И така ние превеждаме думата Амрита като нектар.
But the literal meaning is deathlessness.
Но истинското значение на думата е безсмъртие.
Or you can say deathless nectar.
Или може да кажете безсмъртен нектар.
Hari Lelam Ritam Vachaha, the deathless nectar of the topics of Lord Hari. So, if you can drink this deathless nectar, you achieve immortality. You transcend the mortal body in which you are now living.
And
this is why an advanced transcendentalist, he is always ecstatic. He can be healthy. He can be sick. He can be young. He can be old. He can be honored. He can be dishonored. In any position, he's ecstatic. Because he is simply absorbed in Hari Lilamritam Vachaha. The deathless nectar of the transcendental topics regarding Lord Sri Krishna.
Безсмъртният нектар на трансценденталните теми за Бог Шри Кришна.
So, how do we enter into that state of consciousness?
И така как ние да влезем в това състояние на съзнание?
Now, at the present moment, our minds are disturbed by so many material anxieties.
В момента нашите умове са притеснявани от толкова много материални безпокойства.
How to eat?
Как да ядем?
How to sleep?
Как да спим?
How to mate? And how to defend. We're very concerned about how will I arrange for my eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But if we can learn how to become absorbed in bhakti yoga, then we can take care of our eating, sleeping, mating and defending in a very stress-free way.
Тогава ние можем да се грижим за своето ядене, спане, съвкупляване и самозащита по един много без...
Because Krishna will personally arrange it for us.
По начин без никакви безпокойства, защото Кришна лично ще аранжира за нас.
Along with arranging a perfect pathway for us to come back to home, back to Godhead.
Заедно с това, че той ще аранжира съвършен начин да се върнем обратно в къщи.
Therefore, we simply have to become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The Bhakti Yoga system. As described by our acharyas. We have to chant at least 16 rounds of Japa Mala every day, Hare Krishna Japa Mala. We have to follow the regulator principles. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No meat eating. And no gambling. We have to only take Krishna Prasadam into the mouth. We cannot put anything else in the mouth except Krishna Prasadam. From out of the mouth comes Krishna Gata, and into the mouth goes Krishna Prasadam. Krishna in and Krishna out. See? And then we have to also take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. That is called initiation. That is one of the items also. As explained, Adau Gurashvayam. Adau means in the beginning. Guru means the spiritual master. And Ashrayam means take shelter. The first principle of advancing on the pathway of Krishna consciousness is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Първият принцип за напредък в Кришна съзнание е да се приеме под слонта и авторитета на духовния учител.
That's the first step.
И това е първата степ.
And then, by the mercy of the Guru, one can make the second step, the third step, and I'll go all the way back to Godhead.
И след това по милостта на Гуру човек може да направи следващата стъпка и така по пътя към Бога.
So everyone needs to, especially here in our community of devotees here in Sofia, everyone needs to take up the sadhana practice very seriously.
И така всеки, особено тук в нашата общност, направена от Дани в София, всеки трябва да приеме процеса на садана много сериозно.
Everyone needs to chant at least 16 rounds a day.
Всички трябва да мантруват поне по 16 кръга дневно.
Everyone needs to follow the four regulative principles.
Всички трябва да следват четирите регулиращи принципа.
Everyone needs to take only Krishna Prasadam.
Всички трябва да приемат само Кришна Прасадам.
And everyone needs to be initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.
И всички трябва да бъдат посветени от авторитета на духовния учител.
In this way, the community of devotees here will thrive like anything. And more and more and more and more people will join this community. Hundreds and thousands of people will join this community. Simply the members that we have now have to strictly adopt the process of sadhana bhakti, that's all. 16 rounds, regulated principles and initiation.
16 кръга регулиращи принципи и посвещение.
This will make a very pure atmosphere here.
Тогава атмосферата тук ще стане много чиста.
They will attract more and more and more people to do the same thing.
Те ще привличат все повече и повече хора, които да правят същото нещо.
Chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles and get initiated.
Да повтаря 16 кръга, да следват регулиращи принципи.
We are not meant simply to purify ourselves only.
Ние сме предназначени единствено за да се пречистиме. Не сме предназначени само ние себе си да пречистиме.
We're not meant only to deliver ourselves.
Ние не трябва само да спасим себе си.
We are meant to deliver all, try to deliver everyone in this world. By sharing Krishna with them. But how will we share Krishna if we don't have Krishna? If you want to have
Krishna,
then you have to surrender to Krishna.
На Кришна.
Some people foolishly think that they can take shelter of Krishna and get his protection
и да получат неговата закрила
without surrendering to him.
Без да му се отдадат.
But it doesn't work that way.
Но не става така.
Surrender equals shelter.
Отдаването е равно на подслона.
No surrender equals no shelter.
Ако няма отдаване, няма подслон.
If you want the shelter and protection of Krishna,
ако искате закрилата и протекцията на Кришна,
there's only one way to get it.
Има само един начин да го получите.
That is, you have to surrender.
И вие трябва да се отдадете.
Surrender means 16 rounds, four regulated principles and initiation.
Отдаване означава 16 кръга, 4 регулиращи принципа и посвещение.
That's surrender.
Това означава.
In the beginning, we're a little scared. Well, I don't know, giving up my independence. I remember I was a little scared also. I was living in the temple with a shaved head and everything, but I said, I will not take initiation. I will just be a devotee of Krishna. I don't need to be a devotee of the Guru.
Аз ще бъда просто предан отдаден на Кришна. Няма нужда да бъда предан отдаден на Гуру.
But then the devotee showed me that verse that we studied last night. Tadvidi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. Krishna is clearly saying, approach the spiritual master. And as we explained last night, Krishna is not talking about himself as being the spiritual master in that verse. As I pointed out last night, Krishna is not shy to say me. If he had meant that we should accept him as our guru, he would have said, just try to learn the truth by approaching me. But he does not say, approach me to learn the truth. He says, approach the spiritual master. So when the devotee showed me this, I was defeated. But being rather stubborn, I still wouldn't surrender. But then one day I realized that there was nothing more wonderful than giving myself to Srila
Prabhupada.
Why suffer in this material existence any longer? Why not just fully give myself heart and soul to my spiritual master? As soon as I felt like that, it was the sweetest, most wonderful happiness I'd ever tasted in my life. So I resolved that from now on I simply belong to my spiritual master, Srila
Prabhupada.
And he can do with me as he likes because he is my master and I am his disciple. So that sweet happiness I tasted at that moment has simply continued to become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter for the last 36 years. I challenge you to show me anything in this material world that you can do for 36 years non-stop and it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Some people say the most fun thing is sex. But they can't even enjoy sex for 36 minutes. They have sex and they think, well, now what? Maybe we should go to a movie, you know, something. There is nothing in this material world that you can do for 36 years and it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. There is nothing. The only thing that can get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter is Krishna consciousness. And if you want to taste Krishna, actual Krishna consciousness, Mahajano Yeno Gatasa Panta. You have to follow the pathway of the Mahajanas. You can't follow the pathway of your own mind. Mana Patta. You cannot follow the mind path. You have to follow the pathway of the Acharyas. And they are guiding us. Chant 16 rounds, follow the regulated principles, and get initiated. It doesn't matter if you live at home or you live in the temple. That you can do according to your convenience. But everyone needs to chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulated principles, and get initiated. This principle we want to introduce very strongly here in Sofia. This will bring everyone together, tighter group. A more thriving temple. A more successful temple. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
His question is not related to the lecture. Is it okay? It is said that the disciple should imbibe the mood of the spiritual master. This is the best. Това е най-доброто. Най-доброто какво? Това да усетиш настроението какво е това? Най-добрият начин.
Да, да се разбира Кришна съзнание.
To feel the mood of the spiritual master and to follow it, this is the best way to advance in Krishna consciousness. That's what he heard in one lecture. And then his question is how to properly actually follow the mood of the spiritual master without getting into the danger to just
without
getting into danger to just imitate it.
Follow his instructions.
Трябва да следваш неговите инструкции.
Follow in the footsteps of Guru means don't imitate Guru, but follow his orders.
Да следваш Гуру означава да не го имитираш, а да изпълняваш наставленията.
You simply take whatever instructions are given by your spiritual master and follow them very carefully.
Ако приемеш инструкциите на духовния си учител, както са дадени, и ги следваш много внимателно,
you will be in a safe position.
Тогава позицията ти е сигурна, безопасна.
You'll be able to fully imbibe his mood.
Тогава ще си способен напълно да попиеш неговото настроение.
The spiritual master is fully present in the form of his instructions.
Духовният учител присъства напълно под формата на своите инструкции.
So you must always meditate on all the instructions you've received from your spiritual master.
И затова винаги трябва да медитираш върху всички инструкции, които си получил от своя духовен учител.
Not only must you meditate on those instructions, you must worship those instructions.
Не само че трябва да медитираш върху тези инструкции, ти трябва да ги обожаваш.
You must not allow your mind to be disturbed by anything else.
Ти не трябва да позволяваш на ума ти да бъде обезпокояван от нищо друго.
All the disciple knows is what my guru has ordered me to do, that's all. It's the only thing he knows.
Всичко, което един ученик знае, е това, което неговият духовен учител му е наредил да прави.
He's completely fixed and absorbed in serving the orders of his spiritual master.
Той е напълно фиксиран и погълнат в това да служи на заповедите на своя духовен учител.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси.
So, anybody doesn't want to follow the advice given? How many people here are not initiated yet? See? How many people are not? You're not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Two, yeah, 6. So you should now become qualified, get initiated. That's an important thing. Spiritual master is actually your connecting link with Krishna. If you want to be connected with Krishna, you have to get initiated. So that's my instruction to all of you who are not yet initiated. Get qualified and get initiated.
Are
there any objections? Any reason why not? Can someone give any reason why not? Can you give a reason?
Some devotees said that you should not be very in a hurry. You should to get initiated. You should wait until you are certain you're ready that you can follow all the.
Shouldn't be in a hurry. You should wait. Yeah. Wait for what?
To be ready to be certain that you can follow, to be qualified. So
it's true, you shouldn't take initiation until you're fixed in sadhana. That's a fact. But my question is, how soon should you get fixed in sadhana? Should you wait on that, or you should do that as soon as possible?
Въпросът е колко скоро човек трябва да се установи в садана. Дали трябва да чака за това или трябва да го направи колкото е възможно по-бързо.
Time and tide wait for no man.
Времето и приливът не чакат.
We can die at any minute.
Ние можем да умрем всеки миг.
So I agree that you shouldn't get initiated until you're fixed up in your sadhana. That's a fact.
Аз съм съгласен, че човек не трябва да приема посвещение, докато не се установи в своята
садана. But one should become fixed up in sadhana as soon as possible. 16 rounds, regulated principles, take only prasadam, rise early in the morning, and this way. Everyone should do this. We see sometimes older devotees, we don't see them, Mangalarti.
Понякога виждаме такива преродани, които са от отдавна движението, да не идват на Мангаларати.
Even devotees living here in the temple sometimes, and we don't see them here in Mangalarti.
Дори преродани, които живеят тук в храма, не ги виждаме на Мангаларати.
Шрила Прабхупада never tolerated this.
Шрила Прабхупада никога не е търпял това.
He said the temple is not a free hotel.
Той казва, че храма не е хотел.
Especially devotees living in the ashram, they must rise from Mangalarti. Mangalarti is so important thing. Why did Prabhupada instructed us to observe Mangalarti? It was not an option. Everyone in the temple got up for Mangalarti every day. And there was a program. I remember one time I was guarding the equipment bus of our traveling party. I did not have an alarm clock. They were supposed to wake me up. But they forgot to wake me up. So one morning I missed Mangalarti. But I had to do penance for having made that aparad of missing Mangalarti. Vishnu Jan Maharaj made me do penance. The penance was I could not take breakfast. until I had sold a Krishna book.
Докато не продам Кришна
book. So I went on Sankirtan with my breakfast plate.
Излезах на Санкиртан с моята чиния с закуска.
On the side and my Krishna book in my hand. That after I sold Krishna book, I was allowed to take prasadam. So I think we can institute that policy here at our Bulgaria temple. Anyone who misses Mangal Arati, they have to fast until they go out on the street and they sell one Krishna book. What do you think? We can institute that here? Think that will go over well with the devotees? Huh? Everyone's living on the outside, yeah. How many people live in the temple here? Just you only? Are you living, you know, you're just coming, you live outside? You're the only one, but you... Yeah. So how many... You live here also? Ah, oh, that means you must come from Mangal Arati every day. Yes. Otherwise you should... Every day you have to sell one Krishna book before you can take your breakfast. So... why did Prabhupada give us Mangal Arati? That's one thing we have to understand. It is described, the Grivastakam prayers have, which are 8 prayers. There is a 9th prayer which describes what is the benefit of chanting these 8 prayers.
Тези 8 молитви Гурваштака има девета, девети куплет към тях и те обясняват какво е благото от възпяването на Гурваштака.
The 9th prayer states that anyone who chants this prayer during the Brahma Muhurta every day.
Деветата молитва казва, че всеки, който повтаря тези 8 стиха по време на Брахма Мухурта,
they will achieve the direct at the time of death, they will achieve the direct service of Lord Sri Krishna and Sri Vrindavan Dham.
В мига на смъртта те ще постигнат директното служене на Бог Шри Кришна в Шри Вриндаван Дам.
So now do you know why you should come for Mangal Arati every day?
Разбирате ли защо трябва да идвате за Mangal Arati всеки ден?
Because you get the boon that at the time of death you will be there with Krishna in the spiritual world.
That is
the greatest benediction. So for those who cannot come to the temple for Mangal
Arati,
they can rise early and sing Gurvastakam prayers at home. Everyone should sing Gurvastakam every morning during Brahma Muhurta.
Всеки един трябва да пее Гурваштака в рано сутринта по време на Брахма Мухурта.
Even if you're very busy, you're a computer programmer, you have to get to the office, you know, a very busy person, still you can in 5 minutes you can sing the Gurvastakam prayers.
Дори да сте много зает да работите, трябва за 5 минути поне да.
Anyone and everyone can sing the Gurvastakam prayers every morning. Ride before the sunrise and sing the Gurvastakam prayers every day. Chant your rounds and go back to Godhead. Is there any difficulty? Does anyone see any difficulty in my proposal? It's not practical. Yeah.
Many people find difficulty to do this, and isn't it that one should do his best to adopt some kind of sadhana?
Yes, I've talked to people who had generally what happens, when people say I can't do this, they say okay. What time do you take rest at night?
Много хора казват, че не могат да го правят. Това имат трудности. Аз ги питам, добре, в колко часа си лягате вечер?
And they say, well, 11:30. Well, I say, why don't you go to bed by 9:30 and get up at 3:30? What's there so important to do between
9:30 and 11:30?
And they say, well, that's when I watch television. But why not spend 2 hours chanting Hare Krishna in the morning instead of 2 hours watching television at night? You see? Anyone who says they can't, it's not practical, they should come and talk to me and tell me what their schedule is and we'll see what we can do to help them make it practical. But my experience is that there's always some time wasting thing they do in the evening. Sense gratification. And that's why they can't get up early. In America, there was one philosopher, his name was Benjamin Franklin. He said, early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. When Prabhupada introduced Mangal Arati into our ISKCON society, he quoted this saying from Benjamin Franklin. The fact is, those who rise every morning early during Grama Muhurta, who sing Garbhastakam and chant 16 rounds, their whole life becomes filled with auspiciousness. They become healthy, they become wealthy, and they become wise. And even more importantly, they become purely Krishna conscious. So if you would like Krishna consciousness, if you would like health, if you would like wealth, and you would like wisdom, then rise early every morning and sing the Gavastikam prayers and chant 16 rounds. So we'll stop here. Nantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.